Hello, everybody. John Ashworth, Johnny Renaissance here. I've got a few things going on. I'm trying to start a live stream, a co-video broadcast, which I'm now going to restart because I spent too much time messing around here. So I'm going to delete that one. I'm going to start it again. And then I'm going to start the official podcast, which I can edit there at about a minute, 45 seconds. I can go back and edit this. So been experimenting with a lot of different things. It's Sunday in the Ash Flash Workshop here on theashflash.com, and I've got a really great podcast for you, a really great topic. It's not going to take me that long to cover it, but I was due to get something to you, so here we are. When I discovered this idea, I immediately went out in search of a new blackboard. A blackboard, a chalkboard, of all the things. And I'm going to explain to you in just a moment why that is. But a little context first, and here's the context. The context is we've been talking a lot about college in my household. We've got Carl, who's got about 3 semesters left at the UW Business School here in Madison, Wisconsin, and Anna heading off to Minnesota State in Mankato to run track and take some classes and decide if she really likes college enough to stay is really kind of the bottom line here. College is not for everybody, and this is the topic I want to cover with you, because I think it's something that not enough people are talking about right now. Not enough people are being honest and open about this idea that college is not for everybody. And a lot of colleges fall very, very short when it comes to delivering on content and information that is actionable and that you can take into your career and use immediately for your own benefit, for your own profits, and to serve the world in your own unique way. I discovered this lecture, and I've shared it here on this podcast, so you can find the video below, from Professor Winston at MIT, because I discovered that you can actually access any course offered at MIT on YouTube. They offer them all for free. So the first question I have is, if that's the case, why in the world would you pay for college if you can't afford it and take out a student loan? That is the dumbest idea I've ever heard. You have access to all the information, more than we've ever had access to at any other time, and you can get access to it in multiple places, and all you have to do is find the discipline and the fortitude and the steadfast commitment to improve your life and then improve your career and improve your business and find something that you're really passionate about so you don't have to work some dumb job that you hate and buy into all of the other rules that seem to be in place that are ridiculous. Like another one that they implant in kids is you must have an internship in order to be successful. Bullshit. No, you don't. And pardon my French, but that's just a really strong point I want to make back. You've got to find some experience with experienced professionals. That is, in fact, the best possible thing you can do early in your career is find some people who have the experience in the thing that you're doing. Go do it with them. Try to get paid to do it. And if the experience is the right one and that person is a true expert, you're going to learn, you're going to get a great start in your career. Okay, so let's get to this. Why did I decide to go out and buy a blackboard? So Professor Winston gives this talk. It's called How to Speak. And actually, the rest of the context here that I have for you is this, that I would argue that instead of going to college, you could watch this one lecture from Professor Winston at MIT. And if you really took the information that he presented in this lecture about how to speak and took it out into the world, that this would be a more powerful start than any college could provide for you in the world. Because guess what? When you get out into the world and you want to make things happen, you've got to communicate, you've got to market, you've got to sell, you've got to be persuasive, you've got to be assertive, you've got to be all of these things. And Professor Winston is teaching it to you right on YouTube and all in this one lecture. Now, is it going to take practice? Is it going to get better with experience? Are you going to be able to learn from people who have already been doing it, as I've been discussing? Of course you are. Of course, that all helps. But really, literally, my argument today is you could take your experience with this one lecture and what you learn there and all of the places where this one lecture will lead you if you're paying attention and have everything you need in life to be successful. I hear these stories over and over and over again. I had clients way back in my personal training business, a few of them who told me this story. They got to college, they looked around, they said, you know what, this doesn't interest me very much, and it actually, a lot of it seems kind of stupid. I'm leaving, and I'm going to go start a multi-million dollar company. And that's what they did, and they absolutely did it, and that story repeats over and over and over again. Now, in some of the more traditional fields and occupations, and in general, a college degree is still seen with, it gives you a lot of credibility. It teaches you discipline. It teaches you time management. There are a lot of great teachers and professors out there like Professor Winston, but you can access a lot of this, most of this information for free. You can get it. Why did I go out? So that's the context. I really think you could survive with just this one lecture and let that lead you to your next step, and you'd be ultra successful. The side story on this is I met a guy in the airplane the other day, younger guy, who basically gave me the rundown on where he went to school, and he was a business major with a focus in communications. And then the last thing that he said to me was the thing that had the most impact, which ultimately meant that I was going to end up in sales. It's some ungodly percentage of people now with college degrees that end up in sales. It's a lot. And I don't mean ungodly in a bad way. I mean, that's what happens because the world goes round when things get sold. And so the better communicator you are and the better salesperson you are and the better able you are to persuade people with your messaging, the more successful you're going to be. Professor Winston was talking about something. He talked about many really valuable things, and I've got to go back and re-listen to that and make some even more extensive notes, and I'll be back to you with more topics on this subject because it's really, really important, and I'm going to hit it here with the first couple of points. Empathetic mirroring. He says, when I write or use props, so this includes props. In fact, one of the side stories he told was some friend of his was coming, or a colleague of his was attending the lecture that he recorded that day on YouTube, and he said to him, isn't that the lecture where you break the pointer stick in half? So all these years later, because he's using props and using them in strategic and powerful ways, it becomes more memorable. I suppose you could consider, and I didn't consider that before I started. I just wanted to bring in a little of the late Aunt Wendy's legacy here with the troll back here. But now that I've pointed that out, you've seen it here all along. I'm not going to provide any more explanation on it. It makes this particular podcast that much more memorable, that much more interesting, that much more intriguing, because it's like, John, what in the world is that little naked troll doing in the background of your podcast? And if you're listening to the audio version of this on iTunes or someone else, be sure to head over to theashflash.com and just search like chalkboard or blackboard. I haven't decided yet on a title, but I think it's going to be something like, when I discovered this, I immediately went and searched for a chalkboard, for a blackboard. So you'll find it there. And remember, if you ever run into anything on johnashworth.com, theashflash.com, and it's something that I offered up and said I was going to include in that blog post, in that podcast, in that video, and you don't see it there, it's because I do this with full passion in my off time, but I have many clients and many customers that I serve in many different ways, and I don't have time to do everything. But I am here for you. If you're here and you're listening and you're engaged and you want to learn more about this, absolutely send me a note and I'll send you whatever it is you're looking for. I immediately went out in search of a chalkboard. Why? Because, as Professor Winston points out, when I write or use props, you step into my shoes and you feel what I feel on a deeper level. And you get more out of what I am selling, saying, or sharing. Slides, this is the most important part of the podcast. I probably should have started it at the beginning. And actually, when I go back to edit, I'll put the audio in at the beginning, because this is like of paramount importance in terms of getting your message across, is not being boring, for goodness sake. Slides are for exposing ideas, not teaching ideas. So stop putting all the text up on your slides and reading it to your audience. Stop putting so much information on your slides. And if you're feeling the need to do that, as Steve Jobs pointed out way back when, you do not have the mastery of the subject to even be in front of an audience talking about it. Knock it off. Go back. Get educated. Become an expert. And then come back and talk to us when you can talk to us without having to rely on your slides. Because people hate those things. It's great. The technology's fun. It's interesting. It gives you something to distract people with the fact that you really didn't prepare that great of a talk. Whenever they do a survey at MIT, he points this out in this lecture. When a survey is taken, most students at MIT will say, most students, and this is today's, in today's world, will say more chalk and less PowerPoints. More chalk and less PowerPoints. Now, I'm sure that surprises you, but think about it. But here's what's actually happening inside that empathetic mirroring. When you write on a board by hand, just as I'm kind of slowing this down, actually, we could run a little experiment here. I'm just going to rewrite this statement here. When you write by hand, I'm going to speed it up a little bit here. It is the equivalent you know, when I'm writing across the chalkboard, it gives you time to kind of take a breath and relax and take in the room and see what's going on, maybe formulate a question. It is the equivalent to the amount of time your brain needs to process the information. Okay? Think about that. Think about what I just did. What I just did right there. It's a fundamental shift in how you typically feel when you're in a lecture hall and how you might feel when you're in front of someone or a group of someone's giving a talk. And that has to do with the fact that it takes your brain some time to process the information. And when you slow things down, it does amazing things to help you engage your audience. But what do we see most of the time on YouTube and everywhere else and with all the young kids and everything going? And it's like and everybody's lifted off the ground and you got to be fast. You got to be entertaining. If you've got the content, if you've got the information like Professor Winston does, I guarantee you people will be willing to slow down. They'll even want to stop you from time to time so that they can catch up with their notes. It's an amazing process. When you write on a board, the speed is equivalent to the amount of time your brain needs to absorb the information. Start using props, start using a whiteboard, start using a chalkboard, start using anything that you can do to slow things down and give people time to process the beautiful bits and pieces of information that you have to share with them. They'll get more out of it, they'll remember more of you, and everyone will be more successful as a result. Thanks for listening. This is Johnny Renaissance. I'm going to sign off for now, because otherwise it's just going to become a rambling on here that just goes nowhere. And I got my main points across. I could have done better, absolutely, especially considering the topic here. But again, perfect is always the enemy of done. I want to get these ideas, these resources to you as quickly as I find them, as quickly as possible, so that you can benefit just as much as I did. This one lecture from Professor Winston at MIT on YouTube. It had an amazing impact on me. It's already changed the way I'm thinking about delivering my podcast, my videos, and all the other communication I do on a regular basis. But remember, less PowerPoint slides, less keynote slides, more chalkboard, more whiteboard, more engaging props. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe here on theashflash.com. Take care, everybody. John Ashworth, Johnny Renaissance, signing off for now.